This practice is called Loving Kindness for a Loved One. So, allowing yourself to settle into a comfortable position. This might be sitting or it could be lying down. Really taking some time and trouble to set yourself up in a way that will really support you and you'll feel comfortable in for the duration of this practice. Maybe taking a few moments just to shift and to settle. And if you'd like to, perhaps gently closing your eyes or lowering the gaze. And if you'd like to, you might experiment with putting either one hand or two hands over your heart area or perhaps another place on the body, just making some gesture that is soothing, comforting perhaps. And we do this as a reminder, not only to bring awareness to ourselves, but a really loving awareness, a kindly, affectionate awareness to our experience and to ourselves during this practice. So perhaps just taking a moment or two to experiment with what feels soothing, placing a hand somewhere, perhaps even just cupping your face in your hand or hand on the heart or across the tummy. Maybe even just gently resting the hands one in the other. And so as you settle into the position that you've taken up and settle into this moment, really allowing yourself to be fully here for this practice, inviting you to bring to mind a person or another living being who quite naturally makes you smile. So this could be a child, your grandmother, or somebody who's been particularly influential in your life. Maybe you don't even need to know them personally. Maybe some teacher you followed. Or it could even be a pet, it could be a cat or a dog. Just another living being who quite naturally brings a sense of happiness to your heart. You have a sense of feelings of warmth towards them. So just spending a few moments just selecting or settling on who this might be. And perhaps noticing if there's any internal conversation going on about, oh, I can't find anybody who quite fits that bill, but it doesn't have to be exact or perfect. Just somebody or some pet, some animal who just generally invokes a sense of warmth from you. And now just letting yourself feel what it's like to be in that person's presence or that animal's presence. A sense of what it's like when you're together or imagining yourselves together. Just allowing yourself to really settle into a sense of experiencing their good company. So in this way, really creating a vivid image in your mind's eye, just what it might be like to be with this other being right now. And as you bring this image to your mind and you dwell in a sense of good company, good feeling of being with this other living being, maybe just having a sense of the breath coming and going in the back, as a background to this. Just feeling that gentle rhythm of the breath, in breath and out breath. It's a kind of backdrop to this practice, supporting you. So here you are, the gentle rhythm of the breath coming and going. You're dwelling with good feelings of being in the company of this particular other living being. And recognizing now how this being, in common with all of us, wishes to have a sense of ease in life, an aspiration, perhaps to live well, maybe to be free from suffering, just like you and just like every other living being. So this isn't about wishing the world were other than it were, other than it is. Life is often tricky. But it's more about setting